Radio Gdańsk English News.
Good afternoon, it's Monday the 8th of May, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Tom Rado. Russian fighter dangerously approached aircraft to the Polish border guard on Friday, manned by crew from Gdańsk. Information has been made public over the weekend concerning a plane from the Polish border guard, which was taking part in a routine border patrol flight over the Black Sea close to the Romanian border. It was approached three times by a Russian fighter jet that performed aggressive and dangerous maneuvers. During the incident, the five-strong crew temporarily lost control of the aircraft and lost altitude. A spokeswoman for the Border Guard told reporters over the weekend that during a patrol flight of the Turbolet L410 aircraft, during a Frontex operation under the command of Romania, a dangerous event occurred in the patrol flight airspace. A Russian Su-35 fighter craft flew without radio contact into the operational area designated by Romania and then made the aggressive and dangerous maneuvers. The crew of the aircraft, two pilots and three aviation system operators, happened to be officers from the 1st Aviation Division of Gdańsk. Such controversial airborne incidents have occurred before, and relatively recently. In February, a Russian fighter jet deliberately dumped fuel over a US reconnaissance drone over the Black Sea, forcing it to crash, and separately, Dutch fighter jets intercepted Russian military aircraft along the Polish border. Raków Częstochowa win their maiden Polish Ekstraklasa championship title. For the first time in their club history, Raków Częstochowa have been crowned the Polish Football League champions. With only three games remaining this season, they have an unassailable 11-point lead over second-place Legia Warsaw, who lost their match against Pogoń Szczecin 1-2. Raków are guaranteed to lift the Ekstraklasa trophy despite defeat yesterday 1-0 in the 31st game week of the season in Kielce against Korona, who themselves moved one step closer towards avoiding relegation. Adrian Meronk finishes strongly to win Italian Open golf tournament in Rome. Poland's Adrian Meronk breathed a sigh of relief after winning the Italian Open to boost his chances of securing a Ryder Cup debut. The Pole held his nerve on the closing stretch on the final day to withstand the challenge of French pair Romain Langasque and Julien Guerrier at the Marco Simone Golf & Country Club, which will host the Ryder Cup later this year. Meronk's victory lifted him to 5th in the European points list and within 100 points of an automatic qualifying place for the European team as he bids to become the first Polish player to feature in the Ryder Cup. Collision of the galleon Lev with a motorboat on the Motuava River near Polski Hak. The famous local tourist attraction for river and Baltic Sea cruise tours, the galleon Lev, collided with a motorboat on the Motuava River yesterday at approximately 2 p.m, which overturned as a result of the impact. Two people fell into the water. The incident took place near Polski Hak. According to information from the Water Volunteer Rescue Service, the crew of the Małgorzata vessel passing by had already managed to pull the victims out of the water. Four fire engines were sent to the rescue in any case. Thankfully, the people pulled out of the water were conscious and were handed over to the care of the medical rescue team.
The weather.
Today will be mostly bright and sunny, but with some cloud cover at times and a light wind coming in from the east. The temperature during daylight hours will be warm enough, but fall sharply as we move into the evening and overnight, continuing on from the frosty conditions we experienced last night. Daytime temperatures will see a high of 16 degrees Celsius or 61 degrees Fahrenheit, with expected lows of 3 degrees Celsius or 37 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Tomorrow's weather will be much the same as today. This has been the Radio Gdańsk English Service News and Weather. Take care and stay safe.